We figured it would be a long sentence, and it was. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of March. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura wants to sell pot. Hey, we got some good news for home buyers, and we're talking about mortgage rates. The state of Maryland is seeking millions of federal dollars to fix the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the gaming industry now has unionized workers. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. A reminder that we are not airing tomorrow. Tomorrow is Good Friday, and Wall Street has off, and that means so, too, do we. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? It is at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And then it was over. Crypto entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for a massive fraud on hundreds of thousands of customers that unraveled with the collapse of FTX, one of the world's most popular platforms for exchanging digital currency. The sentence was half of what prosecutors asked for and a quarter of the 105 years he could have received. The judge in the case said he would advise the Federal Bureau of Prisons to send Bankman-Fried to a medium security prison near San Francisco because of his notoriety, his association with vast wealth, his autism, and social awkwardness are likely to make him especially vulnerable at a high security facility. It's a quiet day on Wall Street as the markets digested some data and traders ready themselves for a day off tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll be getting some economic data that Wall Street will not be able to digest until Monday. I'll share the numbers from today in just a few minutes. Well, once again, the doomsday people are scratching their heads. The GDP of the United States for the past quarter was revised upward. The Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.4% annual pace from October through December. The government had previously estimated that the economy expanded at a rate of 3.2%. The growth was a solid performance coming in the face of higher interest rates and powered by growing consumer spending, exports, and business investment in buildings and in software. It marked the sixth straight quarter in which the economy has grown at an annual rate above 2%. For all of last year, the U.S. economy, the world's biggest, grew by 2.5%, up from 1.9% in 2022. In the current January to March quarter, the economy is believed to be growing at a slower but still decent 2.1% annual rate. That's according to a forecasting model issued by the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. Last year, the state of Minnesota legalized the sale of cannabis to adults in that state. And now, former Governor Jesse Ventura says he wants to start selling the stuff. Never one to shy away from controversy, Ventura says that he'll launch his own brand of cannabis edibles in partnership with Retro Bakery, which is based in suburban Minneapolis and producing hemp-derived THC edibles under the Jesse Ventura Farms brand. All of this according to Minnesota Public Radio. Ventura said the drug helped his wife get her seizures under control. Retro Bakery said the Ventura-branded edibles will be available for pre-order on April 1st. Come on, don't make this April Fool's. Come on, Jesse. Hey, if you're in the market to buy a home, some positive news for you. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate fell slightly this week, just ahead of the spring buying and selling season. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped to 6.79% from 6.87% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.32%. The average rate is now at its lowest level in a couple of weeks. The cleanup from the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse is underway. The goal is to open up a shipping lane so cargo ships can resume docking and leaving the Baltimore port. The AP is reporting that Maryland Governor Wes Moore promised that the best minds in the world were working on plans to clear the debris, move the cargo ship that rammed into the bridge from the channel, recover the bodies of the four remaining workers presumed dead, and investigate what in the world went wrong. He said, quote, "Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, including the wreck, and remove the ship," said Moore, a Democrat whose administration also asked Thursday for $60 million in emergency federal funding to begin the work. President Joe Biden has pledged the federal government would pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Thursday was a sluggish day on Wall Street as the major indexes closed mixed. The Dow gained 47 points to close at 39,807, while the Nasdaq slipped by 20 points to end the Thursday session at 16,379. The S&P 500 picked up 5 points to end the first quarter of the year at 5254. The S&P 500 had a blistering first quarter, and for those of you who have 401ks, that is welcome news. On the data front, as we mentioned earlier, on Thursday, the final reading of fourth quarter growth was raised to 3.4% from a previous 3.2% estimate, pointing to unexpected resiliency in the economy. Separately, initial jobless benefit claims fell slightly to 210,000 last week in a sign of continued labor market strength. And consumer sentiment, get this, climbed in March to its highest level since July of 2021, based on a final reading provided by the University of Michigan. West Texas Intermediate crude gained a whopping $1.72, which means a barrel of oil was going for $83.06. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury crested at 4.206%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a union breaking into the gaming industry. No, not gambling, but video games. Sega of America workers have formed the largest multi-department union in U.S. gaming. The contract, a year in the making, includes raises for all of the approximately 150 full-time and temporary employees, layoff protections, and other benefits. It is another victory for the Communication Workers of America, which organized the first video game union at now-shuttered Vodio Games in December of 2021, and now represents workers at Sega and four other developers, Blizzard Albany, ZeniMax, both owned by LinkedIn parent Microsoft, Raven Software, and Tender Claws. And that's a wrap, and once more, programming note, we like the folks on Wall Street are off tomorrow, but we'll return on Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the business news of the week and two great business conversations. And that's a wrap for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.